You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is interesting. I don't know if it's the best idea, but because of the heat and humidity, playing football in Jacksonville, Florida can be tough, especially at the beginning of the NFL season when the weather is still pretty hot there. Well, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shad Khan, is looking into ways of putting clouds of drones in the sky that would shield fans from the sun over top of the stadium. That sounds like a wonderful technological advancement until some of them crash from the sky and start hitting people in the stands.
Yeah, it could be a disaster. Maybe just
it's overthinking. Just play football. It's okay. Have some fans on the side to keep people cool and have a good team, and then people will show up.
I've never seen a drone cloud before.
Well, haven't you ever seen any of those Asian fireworks displays now?
Oh, yeah, where they got...
They're basically like a cloud of drones now.
Oh, this is like a little video.
Flying saucer, but a flying source of weather relief. For organizers of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar have really been feeling the heat to switch the tournament from the summer to the winter. But with the event still scheduled for the warmer months, engineers have come up with this. It's a remote-controlled artificial cloud. Yep,
artificial cloud. Oh, it's gigantic.
Big is it? To shield an entire football stadium from the sun. That's pretty cool, right? They're the size of a jumbo jet.
Wait till that thing falls.
Yeah, man.
Kills everyone.
No, I thought it was like a group of drones, not one gigantic UFO sighting.
So that's crazy.
And do you know how loud that would be? So, guys, it would be like an Air Force jet
hovering over you.
Over the stadium.
How does it feel?
Man, it feels great.
Folks, the old folks that would not know what it was.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be a day of football, but it's the end. It's the end.
Start shooting at it.
Independence Day.
War of the World.
You imagine, though, you had no idea. Listen, you imagine you had no idea
that this is happening.
That this exists.
You're just sitting there watching
you
the game.
You go to a game. You're in Florida. You flew in. You're in Florida. No clue. This thing appears over the horizon coming.
What the
You'd run.
Hell is that?
You think it was the aliens.
The end is nigh. Call Will Smith.
Be like,
dead.
Chuck was right.
I told you.
Oh, you know, my God.
We should have listened to him.
I doubted.
I doubted. Why did I doubt him?
Don't.
I don't doubt him. No. I was sitting there yesterday.
I know too much.
I thought it was a big one yesterday. Me and Ken are outside during the show, and a helicopter flew over real low. I'm like, that might be here for Chuck.
Yeah.
Because I do. I picture one day a helicopter's going to land, and they're like, come on in, man. We need you.
All right.
But then we would find out it was just a big drone keeping us cool.
Like, oh,
no, I knew it.
I knew I shouldn't have listened to him.
It's weird, though. Like, the idea of thousands of them and then sort of flying close together and just sort of blocking some of the light off, that seems more feasible than a football stadium-sized drone with four fans. Those fans, that's like something out of the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like the aircraft carrier with the big fans that keeps it up in the air? Come on.
It seems like they could talk to a guy that would just be like, you know, I could just get you guys like a couple of like four sticks and a tarp.
put it over the thing.
Yeah.
200
Build
feet up.
Something over it.
I don't know about this UFO you guys are building, but I could get you a tarp real easy. It'd keep you nice and cool.
Like a mesh. Some kind of like a close-knit mesh. Really shades areas. Nice.
Yeah, a stadium-sized UFO seems like it'd be way more expensive than like just a roof.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Build a roof.
It's crazy.
I mean, and I guarantee that thing kills everybody. If they yes, built that thing,
sure.
No, it kills everybody. It's only a matter of time. You'd have to take care of it the way that they're taking care of jet airplanes.
Yeah.
One prop failure, and that thing is...
If that thing comes down, dude.
Ever seen, like, a drone that just a little tiny thing goes wrong with one of its props?
Oh, well, yeah, and then people are spaces are
gone.
Apart.
It's done.
Yeah, it ends up on your neighbor's roof.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing about old people freaking out about
it's the best.
The world. Oh, God, it's happening. Zeta Reticuli. They're here.
I do it.
Bob Lazar is right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if they do decide to do this again, Jacksonville, give seniors a heads up.
Yeah.
Like, which,
you're going to have to mail them, too, because you can't email them.
You're right.
No,
put it in the newspapers and on the news.
The newspapers will
get it. Where they'll get it.
They'd have to be blasting it over the stadium speakers like what's coming.
Do not be disturbed.
They'd have to.
Shade drone is approaching.
They'd have to.
I was in the bathroom. What's that? Oh, Jesus Christ. Shoot it. Shoot it down.
They will.
Save yourselves. Grab canned goods. We're going underground, Martha.
It would get shot out of the sky on its way.
But then again, if you're so hot, you know those days where you've just been so hot?
Yeah. I would love a drone to just follow me and shade me.
You might be just, like, relieved. Like, oh, thank God. Cool me.
Shade me, aliens.
Shade is funny, too, because it's only, like, 5 degrees cooler than whatever horrible temperature
it
is. Does it have fans on it?
Well, the fans are gigantic.
Just keeping it up.
But I'm sure
it blows some air down on you.
If it's really right over the stadium like that, and it's the amount of wind force it would take to keep that thing in the sky is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I don't understand.
It's unbelievable.
You joined the game?
What?
The guys are trying to play, and they're getting blown around. Every time you throw a football, it just comes right down. You're like, oh, I threw it into the wind.
It'd be so loud.
It wouldn't be good. Some folks were at a screening of the Detective Pikachu movie.
Stella has called it the greatest movie ever made.
The greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
But instead of playing Detective Pikachu, they played Mexican horror film The Curse of La Llorona.
Oh,
yeah.
That seems like a bad idea.
It looks spooky.
Stella would not like that.
They actually started by playing a trailer for Annabelle Comes Home.
Jesus,
really trying to ruin these kids.
Something's up. I wish Mom didn't just drop us off. So it turns out the matinee made us all different for the rest of days. Well, we thought about leaving, but we just were frozen in fear and terror. So
I never piss a bed at night, but now I do every single time.
He pees all over everybody.
It's true.
He's on the top bunk.
I thought it was raining inside.
Yep.
But it wasn't.
I thought it was blood.
It was my pee.
So not only did they start with a trailer for Annabelle Comes Home, they followed it up with trailers for Joker and the Child's Play remake with the new Chucky.
What are they doing?
This doll is pretty freaky.
I tell you what, it's high amount of dolls coming alive these days and being murderous. It's really scary stuff. Nobody's talking about it on the news.
No one paid attention in this whole
place. It seems like it was deliberate.
Oh, so I think it's just like you hit the button.
And everything's programmed.
Yeah.
So those trailers were supposed to play before La Llorona, not before Detective Pikachu, because then when they're expecting now the wrong trailers, but at least Detective Pikachu will start wrong. That's when the Curse of La Llorona, known as Curse of the Weeping Woman, a film based on Mexican folklore about the ghost of a grieving mother who attacks young kids.
Oh.
Who attacks young kids.
I wonder,
they say the trailer is terrifying.
I was going to say, I bet the trailer's terrifying.
Pikachu gets a lot less screen time than you'd ever imagine.
Seriously, I thought it was going to be funny, but it was really terrifying. Like, Pikachu's the ghost of an old woman, Mexican woman.
Oh, my God, it looks terrifying.
Crazy that no one thought of this.
It's
not
nuts.
Not to put this in front of that movie.
Jesus.
Let's hope.
Can I ask you a question, Father?
Okay, this is going to be off.
La Llorona?
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
The Weeping Woman.
So Stella's watching this.
Yeah, where's the phone part where you change them?
Those don't look like the Rocket Twins.
To some.
Where's Charizard?
Oh, jeez.
Stay in the car, okay?
It must be going to a battle or something.
Second tip.
Dead bodies.
It's your fault!
Oh, man.
I tried to stop her!
She must have seen a Mewtwo.
La Llorona.
What does that mean?
That's a new Pokemon.
I've never heard of that guy. Must be awesome.
Yeah, he's a new one for the movie,
pretty
I guess.
Pretty sweet stats.
He's probably powerful.
wonder what his powers are.
There's a little kid. What's he doing?
What's he evolving to? Don't listen to the crying Pikachu lady. I'm so excited. I bet it's Squirtle. Was that a Squirtle? I don't think that's a Squirtle. Doesn't look like a Squirtle.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh, geez.
Don't go close.
Oh, man.
He's behind you. Isn't he? Yeah,
that's no Squirtle.
Squirtle got him. Squirtle got him.
Squirtles are more dangerous.
Sam! Sam,
look at you! Jesus Christ. Squirtles are outside and
Squirtles are attacking.
Flick the balls at him!
Oh, it's all oh, the other window is going door. Down.
Oh! Terrifying, terrifying, terrifying.
If something can unroll your window,
I got a real bone to pick with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. I'm pretty upset about this.
This movie sucks.
The longest trail.
You don't stand a chance,
kids.
Little
Those
kid.
Poor kids.
Just catch the hatch. Catch it with a Pokeball, for Christ's sake. Just pop the hatch, Ghost.
Jesus.
No.
I gotta be honest. I just pooped my pants.
There's some lalorn, you know. Just,
the curse of lasagna. We saw, Mom. Mom. Listen, Mom, seriously, we saw the curse of lasagna. It was absolutely terrifying. And I probably pooped my pants like 3 times during the movie. I'm really freaked out. Turn every single light on for the rest of my the whole entire life. Because this is terrifying. Lasagna is terrifying. I never want it.
If I see lasagna again, it's over. I might pass out or have an asthma attack. And I tell you, the most craziest part was that there's not even lasagna in the movie.
I never saw anyone Italian.
I didn't see a single slice.
You can never eat lasagna again.
The curse of lasagna.
Do you know lasagna's curse?
We're telling our friends about it. We got like a flashlight on our face. Like,
so then the curse of lasagna came. Lasagna was in a sewer.
Are you serious?
And she could open up your windows.
Oh.
And then she'd come inside with her
lasagna. It's lasagna!
Tell them about the old car with the roll-up windows by hand.
Yeah.
That's
they had these
scary.
Ancient vehicles.
She knew anything like it.
They had a crank on it.
So it was something. It just started cranking. It must have been automatic.
This lasagna lady must have been hanging out in like the 1800s or something.
Seriously, it was a station wagon or something.
I've
they
never
called
seen
it.
Anything like
I can't believe they existed. They're literally, it was the scariest car I've ever seen in my life. It's just a death trap in there. You probably had kids just willy nilly in the back of those things, just riding around, no seatbelts or anything, no safety, no regard for any life or
bouncing
humans.
Bouncing around like popcorn.
Like, my God.
Jesus Christ.
So what happened was they sat the people in the wrong theaters.
Ah.
The people that were there to see the horror movie were watching Detective Pikachu and all the kids' trailers, and the people that were there to see Detective Pikachu were watching the horror movie and all the horror movie trailers.
This movie is, I tell you, is one of the scariest movies of all time. Let's see what how it
they
starts
go to
here.
The
Detective Pikachu.
By the way,
Jesus, a weird one.
It was about 10 minutes into the movie before they realized the big mistake. The movie opens with the scene of a mother drowning her child. That's what they first got to see.
Oh, nice.
So swimming's out.
Swimming and lasagna.
Mom's out.
Mom.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, how's your son? Keep your distance.
Exactly. What is that? How's your day today and stuff? Like, you relax?
You think about making me some breakfast and drowning me in a goddamn river? You psychopath. You're just like lasagna.
Only lasagna would drop us off at that movie, to be totally honest.
You're sick.
You're a sick woman.
You're
Happy
sick,
Mother's
sick
Day.
Woman.
Happy Mother's Day, you freak. I don't love you.
That's harsh.
So, yeah, traumatic time for those people, but luckily they eventually figured it out. But after some moments of sheer terror for all those poor children, they saw way too much.
Yeah.
They probably will not be the same.
You can't see a mother drown a baby.
No.
Or a child.
Then a ghost woman attacking.
Yeah.
That's wild stuff.
It's bad times.
But then all those other movies, too. The Annabelle one and the Child's Play.
Yes.
Child's Play still freaks me out.
Me, too. Well, it used to freak me out when I was a kid because I didn't fully understand it. Now Chucky's kind of hilarious to me. But when I was a kid, I was like, dolls come to life.
Yeah.
And they go after boys named Andy.
You're right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I believe we've heard this before, but yet another thing that some of us are doing is making penises shrink.
Great.
Smoking.
Well, yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, smoking is not good for your wiener.
No.
No, it's not.
No. I think we've talked about that smoking is bad for it.
Bad for your whole cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
New research have revealed the effects of smoking on men's penises includes shrinkage and erectile dysfunction.
How big would your Johnson have been if you didn't smoke from 13 to 30 or whatever?
Can I give you a breaking up tape, by the way?
Uh-huh.
It's grown 2 inches.
No. You guys know that I quit smoking when Aiden was born, so that is like over 15 years.
Yeah.
It's taken 15 years. I never want to do it again.
Good for you, man.
You don't?
I don't ever want to. I was at an event over the weekend and people were smoking around me and I was disgusted and I had that like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Whoa.
I have craved it for 15 years.
Mm. Yeah. You said that.
Yeah.
No, huh?
It makes me like sick. Wow, think of
you've done it.
It
only took 15 years.
It only took 15 years, but I'm free.
It's possible.
It's a powerful addiction.
That's good.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I'm 100%. Like, not even a bit of me wants to ever try one again.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. It's
like,
gross.
I know a lot of people, they'll quit, and they're like, they're fine, but that still has that thing, and sometimes they drink and maybe have one, you know?
Right.
And
I did that a couple of times
through
the years.
Yeah, but then they're done. They're like, ah, no, and they never go buy a pack, you know?
No, probably in 15 years, as I've said, I've had maybe one pack, like a cigarette here and there occasionally if I was wasted or something.
Yeah.
But 100% done.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I want to. It's something I'm working on.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Now I'm at the point where I got it. I'm like, oh, dude, the ways of old Andy are going to catch up to me. I'm like, the Reaper's back.
Jesus, he's quick.
Oh, man. He's seen everything I've done. Yeah.
He's about 2 miles back, but he looks like he's burning rubber.
I see. I'm looking at him with binoculars. I'm like, I see him.
Oh, boy.
He's getting closer.
Yeah.
To
us all.
So in this new study, they say several urologists definitely can link erectile dysfunction with smoking. To have a firm erection, you need sufficient blood flow. Smokers have a higher incidence of closure of the blood vessels, including those in the penis, which can reduce blood flow. The chemicals in smoke also have an effect on firmness because nicotine causes blood vessels to become narrow. This can be temporary or eventually it can be permanent. Smoking cigarettes can also cause the penis to shrink over time. I say often people will say my erection is not so good. I don't wake up with an erection in the morning as much as I used to, or my penis isn't quite as hard. But then there are others that say their penis is getting shorter.
That's a tough blow right there.
Yeah.
The relation is smoking stopping the blood flow through the penis, which stops the spontaneous and nightly erections that are needed to stretch the penis and keep it at a certain length.
I must have like a super wiener or something, because like I got no problems with the firmness.
You're still young.
So like what happens if I stop smoking? It's going to be a weird show in here.
Yeah, well.
Do it.
Do whatever you need to do. Just don't tell us about it.
Yeah.
Unleash it.
Look at it.
My God!
Bounce walnuts off.
Okay. They say there is a definitive correlation, though, that smoking will make your penis shorter.
Mm.
This is now proven.
Yeah. Yep.
But still, those guys that are doing it now, I think many of them would sacrifice the length of their dong to keep doing it. It's such a severe addiction.
It's one of the hardest things, I think, to quit. So.
It's super hard to quit. I need an alternative to it to do so, and the alternatives that are there are just, like, hard to stick with.
Yeah. One of the main alternatives is just eat more.
Yeah.
Which is like a bad choice. You know?
Sucks, man.
That's the hardest thing.
It's real hard.
Quit smoking and gained an inch, someone said.
Well, then I'm going to go crush up my cigarettes.
Come on.
Motivation. Let's go.
I did the work.
All it took.
It's been 14 hours and nothing.
I'll tell you what, after 14 hours, if I saw like just even like the tiniest, like an eighth of an inch grow, I'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ,
it's happening.
I'd be so excited.
But don't you think, though, even though the thought that they'd lose an inch, that's not going to stop like diehard smokers from giving up, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It might have stopped you from trying in the first place, but once you're years and years in, it's so much more than just I smoke. It's what you do. It's like, it's part of your rituals.
They're trying to get people to quit smoking more and more, you know, with the price of cigarettes and you can't smoke anywhere. I mean, they keep doing things and now they're saying this.
No, like even, like, so. You know, Andy, you can attest to this. It sucks having to smoke.
I don't
because
like it, yeah.
In the wintertime, you're going out there?
I'm out there, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know how smokers do that. Go outside.
It sucks. I said, it's something I think about constantly, trying to quit, because I know it's like, you know how that story ends, you know?
Yeah.
So many health problems.
It's brutal. And I'm lucky enough to where I don't have problems, but I know that, like, I getting up there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's tough. Just, I don't know. I think if you did that exact science and you showed guys your penis before smoking, your penis after smoking, it would discourage so many of them from actually even doing it in the first place.
Before a photo is not that great.
After photos, terrifying.
Someone said, I've been working on quitting and thank you. That's just the push I needed. Well, good for you, dude.
Yeah, I saw that online. I knew that it had like, it did stuff to your blood vessels. So.
Yeah, it's funny though. Like, it's like death doesn't work, but maybe dicks.
Yeah, dicks will work.
Death should work.
Dude, death has never scared me. I've laughed in the face of death. True. But you shrink my wiener, I tell you what, you got my attention.
I know it. Death is but a passing moment.
Reaper! My what?
My I'll boner. Take all of it.
My boner's going to shrink.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got to make a change.
We're off next to St. Augustine, Florida. Taco Bell is known for serving a wide variety of Mexican dishes. Box cutters, generally not on the menu.
Nope.
That's what one woman said she found in her Taco Bell salad. Here's the story on that from First Coast News.
Ordered a Fiesta taco salad from Taco Bell, ended up with a little more than that. Ashley McNamara says her coworker went to the restaurant on State Road 16 last night. McNamara says when her coworker returned with her food, she opened the box and found a box cutter inside. McNamara says she called the restaurant right away and was told, quote, sorry, it must have fell in the box. We reached out to Taco Bell and received the following statement. The safety of our customers and team members is our top priority. We are grateful to hear that no one was injured. The operator of this location has reached out to the customer to apologize and resolve this accident. Team members at the restaurant will be retrained on proper storage and safety procedures.
So obviously they have like giant bags of cheese they have to open up or the meat that they have to open up. And it just fell in the box. Yeah. It wasn't in her salad at all. It was just on the side of the box.
Court hearing that happened today.
Just take it in and say, hey, you left your box cutter with my salad. Can I get another one?
I don't need
a bucket of milk.
In fact, it's totally fine. The salad's in like a taco bowl.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting beside it. It didn't touch it.
It's like the razor blade from the box cutter was in the salad.
No, to be honest,
I'm eating it still.
Because I got scared when you said that.
I'm eating it still.
What have they done?
It's a whole box cutter, too. Honestly, like the way it was positioned, I'd be like, free box cutter!
That's how I would be. I'd be like, this comes with the meal?
I'm always looking for one of these.
This is an industrial box cutter, too.
It's like a $7.95 value.
By the way, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Trademark Dave and Chuck the Freak. Adult Happy Meals.
With tools.
Box cutters, screwdrivers.
Get a lot of measuring tape.
Okay, men will be happy. But okay, a box cutter is just for my Amazon box or whatever boxes I get from.
What do you need? What do you want? What do you want?
I don't want anything.
The way kids are, you can choose a girl or a guy, right? You know?
What would your toy be?
You'd need some toys.
Booze.
booze.
Now that's a happy meal.
That could get me into the fast food restaurants again.
Little bottles of gin. I'll take a girl happy meal gin edition.
Perfect.
You probably wouldn't like McGin, though. McGin. Your palate might be a bit more...
True.
I think you're wrong. They're probably good.
You never know.
Their beverages are always better. Booze. Everybody says they got better Coke.
I will be honest. What McDonald's would do is they'd go buy the best gin company there is and turn it into McGin.
They better. Lisa says the darndest thing.
I'll take two big gins, please.
Supersize that.
Huh. McGin Happy Meal?
Well, that's adult. That's adult-like.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I guess for the weed smokers, weed would be another.
Puts the happy in Happy Meal.
Oh, don't you think adult Happy Meals could be something that could catch on? If they did it correctly.
We need more than a screwdriver.
I mean, I think the big issue... Here's the thing. The big issue...
Well, that's what you do.
Universal ones where it's like you click it around.
Multi-tools.
That's too expensive.
Multi-tools would be so cheap. You wouldn't even actually use them for anything.
I get it.
You could do both types of screwdrivers. You could have the
Phillips and a regular.
Yeah. Not a drinker? Well, here's a screwdriver. Aren't a drinker? Well, here's a screwdriver.
I'll take the actual flashback on the Dave and Chuck lines. Detroit Red is joining us. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was wondering what Taco Bell was at because I've been needing something to open my bag of weed.
You got it all sealed up, Red?
You got to go to St. Augustine, Florida.
I got to remember that next time I'm down there doing the show. Make sure to go through the drive-thru, get a free box cutter with your taco salad to open your marijuana.
Yeah.
I'm curious what kind of bags your dealer's got his weed in.
Yeah. Got them zip. Vacuum sealed.
Got to be quite large, I assume, as well.
Hey, I tell you this, it takes more than three swipes with the razor to get it open.
Oh, my God. One. All right, Red, you're hardcore, Red. Good to hear from you, man. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, I am. Love you guys. I'll be calling in a little bit more now.
Awesome, right, man.
Dude. See you, bud.
Take care.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, for sure.
But they could turn around. People could turn around and use those screwdrivers or box cutters, whatever, as weapons. They're pissed off about the meal.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why they don't have them.
Meals.
Yeah. Well, that's why they don't have
them. That's the most genius idea.
And
the booze isn't the best idea either. Right.
Yeah, hey, you know what? The salad sucks.
You get booze and a box cutter, and then you get the meals wrong.
You give me the guy in the dresser shirt. Give me the manager of meals.
Listen, I'm in the dresser just, none of this is my 20th Happy Meal, but just give me another Happy Meal. I want another adult Happy Meal.
You want another Happy Meal?
You better do it, because if not, I got a bunch of weapons here.
This is backfiring.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't have given Box Meal.
Got a guy who wants to his 30th Happy Meal.
He fell asleep.
He's sleeping.
Aww.
He's sleeping out there.
Sir!
We gotta get him out of the driver.
Yeah, we know. Okay, Lisa, I give it to you. Because then inside, everyone is boozed up.
Right.
And they have weapons. Yeah. So now they're
booze
inside.
And
Jesus, it's a man! Kill him! Sorry, we ran out of cheese! What is it? Out of cheese! Whoa! Oh my God! I don't need this goddamn cheap screwdriver anyway! Take this! Oh, God!
That's in my neck. Sharp, isn't it? Oh, my God. That's on the jugular. There's just one person like, can I get a 20-piece chicken nugget? I don't want the Happy Meal at all.
Okay. What do you mean the shrink machine is down?
Oh, dude, yeah. Like the McFlurry machine. Always.
Can't have a weapon when they tell me that.
No.
Okay, adult Happy Meals scratched.
Off the table.
That's
the
end of that.
Yeah.
Dave and Chuck the Freak, brilliant idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
And I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. Washington, D.C. may give people the power to give each other parking tickets. I could see this going fairly wrong.
Bad, so bad.
Here's the story, though, about some details. Fox 5 in D.C. Let's head to that story now.
Walking down the street, you may see a car like this one that's parked illegally. You can do something about it now if this bill gets passed. All you have to do is whip out your phone, take a picture of the car, and just like that, you'll be able to send them a ticket.
It would start small, just 10 people per ward could be trained, make sure that they're ready to go. But when they see a vehicle that's blocking a bike lane, blocking a crosswalk, blocking a fire hydrant, they would have the ability, using an app on their phone, to be able to take a picture and actually have a ticket that would be issued.
Councilmember Charles Allen says this is all for the safety of residents. Now, this program is part of his Vision Zero Omnibus Act, a bill Allen introduced that also calls for protected bike lanes throughout the city. Now, the Citizen Safety Enforcement Pilot Program, that's not new. Several cities across the country already have a similar system in place. Allen says a measure like this is needed because a parking violation can pose a safety hazard for bikers and scooter riders, especially after the recent pedestrian deaths across the district. Now, we spoke to residents about this, and they appear to be split on the program.
I think that civilians should be able to do that, because if you want to do that, then you should be able. You should be like a law enforcement. Like, they, we have law enforcement for a reason, and that's their job.
Yeah, I personally, in my youth, paid for most of the streets here with my parking tickets. I do not like it.
I'm paying my tax dollars, and that's the law, and if I'm a law-abiding citizen, I want to... you know, participate in that.
Oh,
lady, I need to take that hat off.
Member Allen says he hopes to have this bill debated and through hearings throughout the council, and he says he looks forward to passing it coming this fall.
She'll never have sex with that hat.
No, guys, like a lady naked hat. Take that hat off now.
Some sex
hats
repellent
aren't designed for your head or whatever, and that was a bad one.
It's a bad one.
It was a fishing hat.
It wasn't even sunny.
Bitch, don't be looking like Gilligan.
She did look like Gilligan.
Don't be wearing Gilligan hats on the news.
You're not going to have sex with that hat on.
Listen, like, there are some girls that they could have that hat on, and they're cute.
They can rock it.
That wasn't good.
I don't think anyone can rock that hat. Be cute in that hat.
Sometimes I guess you're just so cute it doesn't matter what hat you have on, maybe.
Oh my gosh,
I still would be like, hey, listen, you're like a 10. Can you take the Gilligan hat off? I know you're
tied
quirky
around the chin.
Yeah, the tie.
It was very tight.
You're going to lose
it. That's how
it.
I wear it.
So, one, you're going to get people to sign up for this no problem. They need 10 people in each ward initially as they start it.
Yeah, do you know how many people are dying
to
have power?
First, retired people would love to walk around and give people parking
tickets.
Old
man Dave, you watch.
No, I won't be that way.
Why don't you just hire someone to do that job? Why spend money?
Because they
be up
they
to
don't
the
have
citizens
the
to do it for free.
The
they don't want, they've come up with...
Because they know
it's
people
really
will do
bad
it.
Idea.
Think about those guys out there. They're driving around in the cop cars right now that they try and make them look like cop cars. Yeah. Those guys are dying to write tickets
they're
to people.
They're just like, I saw one. They're like basically just running around narking people out for stuff.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it, but like I saw one. It was an old guy. He's like, you up to no good? You know, like looking at them, like, give you that look when you pull
them. That's what you're
going to see. Yeah.
I think if you, I'm not sure if this guy's Italian that texted this in, but I feel like if you did the Italian voice, it would totally fit this text message here.
Not going to lie, if I saw some little fruit trying to knock me on a parking space, I might put them in the hospital. Yeah.
You know that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
You're going to walk
bad.
By, someone's going to be taking a picture of your car to give you a ticket, and you'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm reporting you. I'm a citizen police.
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's talk over here for a second.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real bad idea, but there are tons of people that want this kind of power. They love the idea
that's
of being able to write a ticket.
They won't have any problem getting people to do this.
There's a city around here that I go to, and as soon as I enter that city, it's like they have just a ticket waiting for me.
Yeah, they
just hand it out. Like, here she comes.
Here you go.
Just hand it out. Yeah. This is what I saw, and I hate that guy, whoever that guy is who gives me a ticket every time I enter that city. If it was just some loser, like, citizen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Some guy, nothing else to do.
So
like,
pissed.
He was a safety patrol. He was, he ended up in Boy Scouts way too long. He tried to become a cop, but couldn't pass any of the physical challenges of it all.
So they already do this in New York, and their twist is they give you 20% of the tickets. So there's a guy who does this. He makes 10 grand a month just for walking around and reporting.
You make the money off the tickets?
You make the money. You make 20%. The city gets 80%.
10 grand a month.
20%. He makes 10 grand a month.
So
it's about how hard you work.
She's like, if I saw that guy, I tell you.
Wait a minute. 10 grand a month?
Like, tickets.
I'll do it.
Because especially, you know exactly. I did all those. Like movie theaters where you got to pay to park and all that, no one's ever paying. I'm like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't do it around here. It's too hard, probably, to catch. Too dangerous. I have too many other things to do it or like look for people. It's too dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be wild for us to try to do it. Yeah, be like, Andy just gave me a ticket.
I give you guys all tickets.
Chuck gave me a ticket.
That's right. I got to pay my bills, man.
But even if we didn't have this job, like even like this, the way it's set up, you'd have to really be like around a downtown, I guess.
You imagine being friends with one of these guys, though, and they give people that, you know, tickets. They get, you know.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Like there's someone that works here that's one of these ticket people and like they are ticketing people.
Those people don't have a lot of friends.
No.
I would assume they don't.
Yeah. Anybody that would do it outside of the money aspect of it is just a horrible person.
Hmm.
Absolutely. No life.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'll knock someone's teeth in if I come out and see someone taking pictures of my truck.
Okay, so if it's the money thing that they don't want to hire, I guess they'd have to pay benefits. And
that's what
like
it is.
That.
It's benefits. It's health care.
Think of this out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's insurance.
That's a so big
money cheaper
saver.
To pay a percentage of
and they
the
increase
ticket.
The amount of tickets they're pulling in.
Right, so exactly, because it's free money. Because unless this guy works really hard, no money comes in anyway. Like, there's nothing you're really on the hook for. You just only get 80% of the
and
fines.
You're paying him that much because he's bringing you that much money, right?
Yeah.
You're the more money you pay 80. Him, the more you're taking in. So you love that guy.
Yep.
Every single parking ticket I get, I go right up to the fugitive line. Like, I get a thing from the court that's like, hey, scumbag.
We're about to kick your door in.
You owe us $30 or else your whole life's about to get way different. I'm like, all right, man, here's your $30.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's the one way my wife is just like you, Andy. She will wait till the very last second where I'm like, Amber, this is the third notice.
Yeah.
Because I've intercepted the mail that day and she didn't get to it first.
Right.
She's like, oh, God, I saw it.
I just forget.
People, I think, know who you're talking about, Lise.
Yeah. That's what they're saying here.
Oh yeah!
I got that saved on my computer. I have to pay them people so much.
They hate that guy.
That
too.
Guy.
Yeah, it's bookmarked.
Oh, that guy. What's wrong with him?
He's real serious. He's real serious.
There's other cities I can go into and get away with a hell of a lot more.
Oh yeah,
than that city.
Yeah.
Someone said if I saw you doing this, I would beat your ass and steal your phone.
Yeah.
So well, that's the thing, too. Dangerous. It's going to cause fights.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, actual like police department employees getting fights with people.
Yeah.
Right. Never mind civilian parking cops.
Oh, yeah. Just some douche.
It is crazy. Someone says they're using the Uber model to have people issue parking tickets. And it's true. This could be the way certain things get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Uber trash pickup. You know what I mean? Like all sorts of different crazy ideas you can think of when you just put it out there and let people do the work.
Because people want power.
And money. Like the money will drive it. But that's the funny thing about that Uber model is that the money you make is a very minute amount, but just the offer of it makes people want to do it.
I just got a great idea.
What?
Oh, man.
What's
that?
You can't even say it.
It's
so
that
good.
Write it down so you don't forget. Yeah.
Isn't Amazon now giving away $10,000 to start your own delivery company?
What?
Yeah, I just heard that. It's on the,
Dave's
it was on the
delivery.
News.
I can drop stuff off my way into work. You guys running a bit late. I got two big packages on the way.
I don't know. That's the new idea, like to give people $10,000 to start their own delivery company. I just read that yesterday.
That's crazy. And $10,000 is nothing.
So they're giving you $10,000 to buy a crappy old truck.
Pay employees.
They'll pay employees 10 grand to quit and start their own package delivery companies.
Because they want to do that one day thing.
Right. So they're like, just quit your job here and we'll keep you busy beyond belief with our packages.
Wow.
Crazy.
We want people working at Amazon who want to be here. So it lines up with their new delivery options, including their one day.
So they pay you to quit.
So they need more delivery people. That's the bottom line.
I see way more of those Amazon trucks driving around now.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't seen those.
Oh, there's the big Amazon building that's kind of close to me and where I practice baseball.
Mm. I found a way around that, by the way, because you can select none of them.
Really?
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you can select none of them.
You can select none of them. You can only
get the official people that...
Deal with the big boys.
With the big brown boys.
Lisa only likes to deal with the big brown boys.
Yeah, Lisa loves the big brown boys.
I wonder why.
Oh, Lisa! I love big brown boys.
I wonder why.
Size queen
over here.
Dude, with those
she's like, oh, geez, I didn't know you could click that.
I will. Amazon, here I come.
BBC Lease.
Just the big boys. The big brown boys.
The big brown boys.
Oh, goodness. It's too funny.
What a reveal.
It's too funny.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.